All right, good day wherever you are in this world. I hope you're having a great day here listening to Revolution Radio. Everybody asks for this. Revolution Radio. Where the information never sleeps.
The only thing that keeps me alive, let me tell you right now, is number one, I'm right. Number two, I'm willing to die for what I believe in. Which means a lot of them are going to die if they come up here and try to kill me or arrest me, because I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number three is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
Well, we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence.
We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air.
On infiltration instead of invasion. On subversion instead of elections. On intimidation instead of free choice. On guerrillas by night instead of armies by day.
We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations.
In God's good time, the new world, with all its power and might, steps forth to the rescue and the liberation of the old.
Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists. Freedom and fear are at war.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order. A new world order. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the unequivocal truth, DEFCON 1, with me, your host, John Wick. There have been many words that have gone down in history that have a complete new meaning today, as these broadcasts will have an entirely new meaning in the future.
Hi, everybody. It's Dave Hodges from the Common Sense Show, and I want to talk to you about food, because food inflation is killing many families. Food is up over 300% from last year, and it's only going to get worse with the shortages that are coming. The food supply chain is going up in smoke, and it's leaving Americans in a situation where they're going to become increasingly vulnerable. Also, rogue regimes that take over, like the one that we're trying to fight off in this November's election, don't think they won't hesitate to use food as a weapon against you. So I represent a food company, MPS. We call it foodwithdave.com. $100 off the four-week special, the emergency kit. And people are ordering 20, 30, 50. One guy ordered as many as 100 of these to get up to the two-year recommended level. Don't become a victim of food shortage. Don't get manipulated because you didn't prepare. And don't pay extremely high prices. Go to foodwithdave.com. That's foodwithdave.com. Most of us don't think about water. We think of it as a simplistic product that's always going to be there because we here in America don't have a problem with water. Oh, we have problems with water purity. But water source, being able to treat it, no problem whatsoever. But what if society began to fall apart? What if a civil war visits our country? What if we go through a huge natural disaster, an EMP attack? Did you know the Naval War College says in the midst of a crisis on the fifth day, waterborne illnesses become the number one cause of death? Did you know that? So you need to take care right now to make sure that you and your family have storable water. Now, you won't have trouble finding standing water. That's everywhere. It won't be drinkable unless you have the Alexa Pure Pro water filter. And this is a fantastic device. It's the best in the business. 40% off. Go to waterwithdave.com. That's waterwithdave.com. Well, it's been quite a year, hasn't it? Bit of a nightmare for most people, and the holidays are a great time to reflect, especially on those who helped us get through it. Now, Noble Gold has put together this incredible collection of American Eagle 22-karat gold coins so you can say a huge thank you. This could be a gift for you or for people you love. And nothing says you're extraordinary more like getting this four-coin set of rare-prized Augusta St. Gaudens Lady Liberty with her torch. All these impressive important coins are bullion-proof grade, authenticated by the U.S. Mint. They're changing the American Eagle design next year, so you can imagine what's going to happen to the value. There are just 20 sets around, so it's a first-come, first-serve basis. Give Noble Gold a call at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347.
Common sense is not so common. And in an era where global uncertainty is rampant and government is out of control, this is the show making sense of all the madness. Broadcasting live from the Arizona desert, you can't dodge the Hodge. Here's your host, Dave Hodges.
Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show, and we are in our guest segment, and you can hear my voice is a little raspy. I'm a little worn down, and I've been doing lots of interviews, and we're kind of at the end of the day here, and so I'm going to say we have to soldier on. Anyway, we're the show, as you know, that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time, and right now we need to unenslave 80 million, because that's who I guess how many voted for Trump. And include voter fraud, I'm just rounding up to 80 million, could be higher than that. And we need to rise up. I am not capitulating. I am a citizen soldier of the United States of America, and we have been overtaken by a coup d'etat, an illegal action in terms of voter fraud, conspiracy to commit a coup against the President of the United States, circumventing the Constitution, violation of the Insurrection Act, and I am proudly a citizen soldier, and I haven't decided where to draw the line yet because I have to wait to see how things unfold. The courts are clearly going to rule in behalf of Biden, and I am not going to submit to these people. But we're going to talk about tonight what life is going to be like under Kamala Harris, because she'll be taking over shortly, and I don't think this is a pretty picture. Anyway, we're brought to you by Noble Gold. Every gold-backed IRA now gets a free gold coin. Pretty cool. And if your IRA is attached to your business or your bank, you want to get out of it because it could be in trouble. And if you back it with real physical gold, well, then you don't have to worry, do you? That's right. Also, too, they have gold coins, silver coins, bitcoins. I've been a customer of theirs several times. I'm extremely satisfied. You should be, too, and you will be, too. Give them a call, 877-646-5347. 877-646-5347. And we're also brought to you by PrepareWithDave.com. The food shortages are here, ladies and gentlemen. They're already starting, and you know the other side's going to manipulate this big time to control you. Okay, so what can you do? Four-week package, $100 off. Every time you buy the four-week package, it's another $100 off. This is the quickest, most inexpensive way to accumulate massive food storage. I strongly recommend this so they can't use food as a weapon to control you. Restaurant quality, 25-year shelf life. PrepareWithDave.com is where you go. That's PrepareWithDave.com. And don't forget the commonsenseshow.tv. We got it nailed, and you'll love it. Great reviews. Check it out, thecommonsenseshow.tv. Well, we've got John Wayne with us, and I asked John to contemplate what he thinks is going to happen after Kamala Harris takes over. And I think it's going to be a lot more than take your guns, take your cars. I think we're going to see a whole lot more. John, I'm glad you could join us, and let's get down to it. We got a lot to cover here in a short amount of time.
Absolutely. You know, some of the things I can foresee that will be unfolding is mass detentions in the form of them coming after the people that they think is a viable threat, those who speak out against their complete, utter militaristic coup d'etat over this country. I mean, not militaristic yet is what we can see, but I mean, did you see where, Mark Esper was fired?
Yes. What do you make of that?
Well, what I make of that is that he allowed this false transition to continue to take place. The military should have stepped in and started shutting down all mass media sites that were promoting this nonsense.
Are you talking about the calling the election now that the media is the self-appointed government and they have the right to call an election?
Spot on, Dave. Spot on. I think that's what got him, you know, canned, if you will.
Because he did nothing.
He did nothing. He sat on his hands and let them just walk away and do whatever they want to do with this.
I have a parallel theory to this, John.
Okay, go ahead.
I kind of think that Trump was going to call the Insurrection Act when I said he should have, and Esper stood down.
Hey, you know what? I think you're right on that, too. I believe I believe you're more spot on than when I'm spot on. But
I've talked to someone who has been in company of Trump, and he told me that 3 nights ago. And he told me to hold on to this until Monday. We're recording this on Monday for release on Wednesday. So, yes, I have been told that.
So basically, I mean, so therefore, that's the military is not going to stand with the president then, I guess, right?
Well, I think it depends who's in control.
Oh, man,
If Trump fires one or two of the Joint Chiefs, then you know it's game on.
You know, I always thought Milley looked to be a fairly upstanding general, you know. Tough, rough around the edges, to the point. But, you know, is Milley, is he deep state?
Don't know.
I don't either.
Don't know.
But we do know that, you know, Barack Hussein Obama fired a hell of a lot of brass and replaced them. And they're still, I would assume, in certain positions.
They are. And I hate to be a Monday morning quarterback, but I said when Trump came into power, one of the first things he needs to do is fire the Obama appointees and invite the others to come back into their positions.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I agree with that.
He didn't do it. And I thought he should have. That would have been a clear marker that, hey, you're done, Obama, and we're going with these people. Had he done that, I think we would have had the Insurrection Act.
Well, that's what needs to be brought forth, and they need to arrest these traitors. And if they don't want to go willingly, well, then take them forcefully. You know, it makes me wonder how many of them be swallowing cyanide capsules as the Marine Corps is beating on their front door, you know?
You want some low-hanging fruit that we could get now? Keith Olbermann. I mean, this guy is literally insane. I mean, he's out of control. And he called for the president a few days ago to be dragged out of the White House in handcuffs if necessary. That's a coup d'etat in the middle of an election. This was like the day after the election. And Trump should have sent the Secret Service to arrest him for threats against the president.
Absolutely.
He broke a law. It's a felony. It's a 10-year prison term. See, at least then he'd have been doing something. Obermann, hey, you're arrested. You threatened the life of the president. Pelosi,
right.
If you really want to have balls, Pelosi should have been the next one for what she has said.
I mean, these are just the unbelievable gifts that just keep on giving these damn parasites, Dave.
I know. It's driving me crazy about Trump. I'm certainly nowhere near the toughest guy in the world. But if you're going to kick my ass, I'm going to make you work at it.
Right.
And sorry,
I never backed down. I never backed down to individual in my life, except for the time I ran from people with guns. But in terms of backing down, it's not my character. And I know. I thought Trump was the same way. You know what? You want to get in my face and threaten me? Fine. I'm not going to respond. I'm just going to have your ass arrested. Why wasn't this done?
I don't know. And, you know, I mean, I was saying and pleading to the president on my broadcast, you know, I mean, obviously it's probably not going to get to him, but I said, you need to arrest these people because either they're going to steal the election, of which they're in the damn well in the process of doing right now, or two, they're going to kill you. They cannot have you remaining to be a living, breathing human being because you are still going to be a political force of reckoning. He needs to move on them now or he will lose his life. I mean, my God.
I agree. You know. Because even if he's a transitional president, he can sway enough people, he'll be an obstacle. They have to take him out.
Mm-hmm.
I totally agree with that. And Secret Service, don't visit me when you won't do your job. I'm not advocating for this. I love this president. I want him to remain in power. I'm just saying, I know what human turds lie on the other side of this equation. I mean, Nancy Pelosi, she's like the turd in the toilet that won't flush. And I'm tired of these people, and I'm tired of being so graphic, and I really apologize. But ladies and gentlemen, this is the future of our country. Your kids are totally screwed. It took 70 years to get the communism out of the Soviet Union. I mean, your kids, your grandkids, your great-grandkids are screwed if you don't stand up and do something now. There's 71 million of us officially who voted for Trump. It's probably more like 80 to 85 million. If we stand up, they can't stop us.
That's right. You know, I absolutely pray for the president. I really do. Absolutely. He's got to be probably the greatest president I've ever seen in my lifetime. You know, they need to make moves. They need to make moves. They need to make moves. I don't, you know, like you said, I mean, if nobody's making any moves at all whatsoever, obviously, you know, Bill Barr and John Durham, they haven't done anything.
They're worthless. They're deep state.
Yep.
They sure are. Good old Bull Barr, Bull Crapper Barr, he's the guy that let the FBI snipers get away with murdering Randy Weaver's wife and son who did nothing, posed right. No threat, shot Randy Weaver's son in the back, 15-year-old son running away from the FBI because he was scared. Men on their property with guns, he turned and ran, and they shot him. The wife, Vicky, was holding the baby, their baby, by the kitchen window, and they shot her through the head while she's holding a baby.
Yep, that's right.
Now, Congress eventually paid Randy Weaver $3.5 million. They didn't bring back his family, and Barr allowed the FBI agents to get away with not charging them.
Well, you know, he's good friends with the Bush family, and I'm pretty damn certain he's probably got some money invested into the oil companies and the oil dynasties there in Texas, you know, if we dug hard enough, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but he's all poised to arrest Brennan, for the sealed dossier, because he was at the heart of it. And this is when all this was hot. Now you notice it's totally gone away. But he said, no, I'm not going to prosecute Brennan. He acts like a man who's being compromised. Mm-hmm. And you know who I think's compromised him? Mm-hmm. Maxwell, Epstein's little bitch.
I wouldn't doubt that one single bit at all. You know, I've heard it's to the tunes of like 83% of those on Capitol Hill have been blackmailed.
Yeah.
You know?
That's why they're not speaking out for Trump.
Right. You know, I saw Lindsey Graham came out and was, you know, speaking and saying the president, you know, is not going to concede. You know, but Lindsey Graham, he was on the other side of the fence there for the longest time until somebody had a sit down talk with him and said, hey, guess what? We know about you. Are you going to play ball? And then ever since then, he's been jumping up and down on the president's side. You know, with what they've got planned to do, Dave, is absolutely horrific. That, you know, they want to completely mandate this mask thing. You know what I want to tell them? Take the mask and shove it up your ass.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay. That's exactly right. I'm not wearing the face diaper any longer.
No, you know, and during the 1917s with the Spanish influenza, it wasn't just, you know, the vaccination of the soldiers going to the trenches, but the people that were wearing masks were actually getting sick from the masks. Pneumococcal meningitis, you know, basically a very severe form of pneumonia. And that's what we're seeing now. There is no COVID-19. I mean, I'm going to tell you what. They had me hook, line, sinker when all this began.
Me too.
You know, they had everybody hook, line, sinker. And I mean, I thought, oh my God, I'm seeing the videos coming out of China. And I'm like, oh wow, people are just literally dropping like flies. If this is a serious thing, it's valid. We haven't seen nobody dropping like flies. The people that have died in droves have had pre-morbidities and other kinds of illnesses. You know, I mean, this is a big farce. And a lot of the people that died in New York City, you know, they were shipping and putting people that were deathly ill in nursing homes to, you know, fill the coffer. Well, I mean, literally, not fill the coffers, but fill the coffins. This is maniacal. I mean, I'm going to tell you, I had an absolutely major rant on my broadcast after we did our most previous broadcast just a couple days ago. But we're all dead on the money. We're right with everything we're saying. The mainstream media needs to be completely disavowed. I don't know how, in the name of God, they would do such a thing. But another thing is, as we're kind of throwing what's going on now and what we can see happen in the future with Biden and Harris, my God, I don't even like to even think of that idea. That's horrible. That's what a horrible idea. Mr. President, please act now. Arrest the bastards for high treason. What we could also see is, I was going somewhere with this, and I completely derailed myself. You go ahead.
I'm not the only one that does that, huh?
No. It happens to me generally, yeah. Too. You take the reins for a second. Maybe I'll re-grab it.
Well, the only thing I would say is that somewhere there's got to be a military outfit that supports Trump and are willing to stand with him. And I hate to say this, but most of us don't think about water. We think of it as a simplistic product that's always going to be there because we here in America don't have a problem with water. Oh, we have problems with water purity. But water source, being able to treat it, no problem whatsoever. But what if society began to fall apart? What if a civil war visits our country? What if we go through a huge natural disaster, an EMP attack? Did you know the Naval War College says in the midst of a crisis, on the fifth day, waterborne illnesses become the number one cause of death? Did you know that? So you need to take care right now to make sure that you and your family have storable water. Now, you won't have trouble finding standing water. That's everywhere. It won't be drinkable unless you have the Alexa Pure Pro water filter. And this is a fantastic device. It's the best in the business. 40% off. Go to waterwithdave.com. That's waterwithdave.com. So you're looking to thank someone special for helping you get through the year. Noble Gold has the perfect gift. It's a 4-coin set of rare, solid 24-karat gold, Augusta St. Gaudens Lady Liberties. These impressive coins are bullion-grade proofs authenticated by the U.S. Mint. They're changing the current American Eagle design. They're not making any more. Only 20 left. Buy 2 sets, it'll cost you less than $10,000, and you'll be gifted a free Apollo 11 coin. Discover more by calling Noble Gold at 877-646-5347. I'm going to say it. I would call in Millie and a couple others. I'm going to say, here's what I'm going to do. And I would already line up my military support first. I'm going to do A, B, and C. Now, do you want to defend when the communist Chinese cross the border? Because they will when I do this. And that start arresting Hillary and all these other people? Or do you want to jump on the side of America and go down as a hero? And just say, and you'll be collateral damage to this. I'd threaten them, and I'd tell them the action's coming, be on the right side of history. And if they said, well, I can't do that, I'd have them arrested right there in the Oval Office.
Oh, absolutely.
For treason and sedition, and then I would move forward. We need a revolution. Because our country's been taken over, and it's not our revolution. It's a counter-revolution to the revolution that has absconded with our government.
You know, I had a guy on my broadcast, Giuseppe Vaffangulo, and he actually resides there in D.C., and I said, you know, he was saying that, like, with what is taking place and transpiring is, you know, okay, look what we've done in all these other countries. You got Syria, Libya, Ukraine, Iraq, you know, I mean, you name it, these color revolutions. Dave, a color revolution is being executed in the country right now.
That's right.
You know? And I mean, and hey, right there, Insurrection Act. Put the military on the streets for, I don't care how godforsaken long, right now at this point in time, as long as they're not coming to my door and beating me over the head or shooting me out in the middle of the street or, you know, trying to detain me or whatever the, you know, case may be. But in all the major, heavily populated areas that are democratically ran, like what we've seen take place there in Portland, and that only finally started to, you know, ceased and desist when the National Guard was sent out on the streets about, what was it, 5 or 6 days ago, something to this effect. So what they need to do is put out the military, the National Guard, hell, I don't care, our active army, the reserves, and the National Guard, all put out into these major cities where hell is breaking loose. You know, Dave, they've got so much evidence about voter fraud. It's ridiculous. There's so much evidence. What in the hell are we even doing? We shouldn't even be having this conversation right now. You know, we should be talking about the charges that have been filed against, you know, well, you know, we could name all the names, but, you know, we take up 10 minutes to do it. We should be talking about that right now instead of a coup d'etat being executed on a duly elected president. He's still the sitting president until January 20th, you know.
Yeah, I know. And Biden's holding news conferences like he's already the president.
Right, and he's already saying he's going to pass executive orders. I've already got 4 executive orders that I'm going to sign. The Paris Climate Treaty. I mean, there's like, it's ridiculous.
He can't do that. A treaty has to be approved by 2/3 of the Senate.
Well, where does that even set now? You know, I got a thing today saying that Iowa, that somehow they had to do a recount of the votes, and one of the state seats is going to be transferred over to the Democrats. I mean, this is happening across the board. It's sick. It's just flat out sick. You know what I say? Enact the Insurrection Act and then have an official re-election. Have another election to where they can't, you know, have their hands and everything in it like they did this time because they had, you know, what is it? They had 4 years to prepare for it. Even while the president and his team are trying to counter what they were going to enact, and I mean, and still they're carrying it out. They need to just completely null and void the election, enact the Insurrection Act, arrest the treasonous bastards, and then have a recount, or not a recount, but another election. A whole brand new election. I don't care. It may be unprecedented, but guess what? These are unprecedented times, Dave.
I know. Let's talk about Fox News for a minute. I don't know if you're aware. Did you know that Kayleigh McEnany got kicked off Neil Cavuto's show today?
I did not know that, but I'd heard Judge Jeanine was fired, too.
That was the second thing I was going to bring up. Let me finish the first point. She was on there saying, well, we allege in court and we filed lawsuits about voter fraud, blah, blah, blah. And Cavuto said, you have no proof of that. Don't you come on here and say those things. When you have proof, you can come back on. Like he's the judge. He's the judge, not a reporter. He's the judge. But I got good news for you. Fox News' ratings are falling faster than a submarine with screen doors. They're below CNN now, which people won't even use as a nightlight, and also MSNBC. They are at the bottom. They have slipped from number one to last in 3 days.
You know, and I'm going to tell you what, as I was sitting here and I was reading some of that stuff that they were putting across a while ago, their platform, I say, you know what? I could give a damn less if I ever watch Fox News ever again.
Oh, never will.
Honestly.
No.
I won't.
No, I put out to the family. It doesn't come on in our house.
Right, you know, and that's what needs to be done. There needs to be mass boycott of these organizations. You know, once you show them that the silent majority isn't going to be quite so silent, I mean, it might not be the, you know, ruckus you're thinking about, no. But when people start boycotting these bogus news platforms, you know, hey, that's a good thing.
I know. We got a light flickering. I'm sorry to do this live. But
hey,
I have to walk out of arm's reach and flip a switch. We're being messed with, and I'll explain it in a second. Hold on.
Okay, yeah, no problem. Go ahead. You know, I'll hold it while you're doing that. You know, it's interesting to see the interference that, I mean, I get interference too. They don't want people talking, especially about this, making truth, making a sense of the truth.
Yeah, we are supremely being messed with. We go out on two lines, and the one line was disconnected, and I get a warning on it. Hmm. It could affect our stereo. So, anyway, long story short. God damn it. Sorry.
Oh, no, you're all right.
We're being messed with as I speak.
You know, okay. Dave, they've got everybody's number. They've got every, you know, they've had 4 years to refine their lists, you know. And one of the first things to go in any form of warfare is communication. So I saw something today where there was reports that we might be getting ready to be hit with an M-class flare within the next, I'd say now.
Yeah.
34 hours. Mm-hmm. This just seems like it's coming out a little, you know, you get what I'm saying? It's like, oh, this is, we can use this. We can shut down all the electricity. We can say it was caused by the solar flare. You know, and I don't put it past them. I don't put any of it past them. I really don't. Because if they were to pull the power, things would absolutely descend into utter chaos across, and especially the major cities. But nobody would have any forms of communication to figure out what's really going on in the country, mm-hmm. anywhere, anything, you know, who is in control. They could be the one, instead of the president being the one, they could be the ones to have the night of the long knives. And that just scares the hell out of me.
Oh, my goodness. You're in good company. We got the problem fixed, but we're going out mono, unfortunately. Folks, I apologize for the language, but yesterday I had an article taken off my website. Steve Quayle's had the same thing happen to him. My communications have been totally messed up. When I try to call certain people like Steve Quayle, we have to try like 3 emails to get one through. And I'm having trouble getting a hold of Ted Brewer, Doug Hagman. They're blocking us, and they're blocking my articles from going out. They took down my newsletter yesterday. How's that just for starters?
You know,
so we got a junction box here, and I had to go flip a switch because I saw the light coming on. That means I had about 10 seconds before it goes down. It's a warning light. And so I was able to disconnect the second line, and we're going out on one line right now. So that this is all deep state stuff. And people say, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. Well, when it's happening 3 and 4 times a day, I think the idea of a conspiracy is over.
Well, I'm going to tell you something that's interesting that happened to me. I've got a new PC to help do my broadcasting. And the other day, right before I got on air with you, I went to reset the system. So it's running on all 8 cylinders. And down the bottom left-hand corner, when it turns on, it's geolocating to Washington, D.C. No kidding, Dave.
Yeah.
I'm not concerned. You know, I have nothing to hide. But the fact of the matter is that we are a viable threat, I guess.
Yeah, we are.
Because we're speaking the damn truth.
If you were to send me an email right now at DaveHodges@thecommonsenseshow.com, there's a fair chance that I would get a pop-up red pinkish box. And you can't trust this email. This is from an unknown, dangerous source. And it would be like from Steve Quayle.
Right.
Yeah, I've only talked to the guy now almost every day for 13 years, but he's an unknown dangerous source to me.
That's insane.
I know.
They've got everything set, almost to a point. I think they've got everybody and everyone exactly right where they want them.
Well, let me go back to a point you just made, that you were kind of indicating that they're setting the stage to force a civil war because they'll benefit from it. Did I hear you correctly?
Yeah, I believe that wholeheartedly.
Bob Griswold said the same thing to me 2 hours ago.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, that would benefit them in so many ways. You know, I said the other night, right after we got off air with you, I transferred over to my platform. I said, you know, the only thing missing right now, Dave, especially with all these masses of people in the street, is a Boston Massacre-type scenario.
Yes.
That would completely diverge the headlines. It would be completely forgot about President Donald John Trump. They would roll Biden out on a red carpet. I don't know, man. I hope it don't happen, but I see that that's what they're going to exact. Because, yeah, of course they would benefit from it in so many ways, you know. I wish we were able to stop it. You know, it's like a train's coming down the tracks, and there's no way, you know, me and you stay on the tracks are going to stop the train.
No, there's not. By the way, I hear news on Mattis. I don't know if it's true, but he's alleged by some people I talked to be forming a coup against Trump to get him out before the 20th of January.
Well, you know, I wouldn't doubt that. He left the White House kind of pissed off, didn't he, when he got canned?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
And wasn't he writing a book or something, too? I can't remember. I mean, there is so much
stuff.
They
all write books about Trump.
Well, you know, it makes me think of Michael Hastings and then the guy that had, what was it, Breitbart? You know, when they were starting there.
Michael Hastings had critical information on subterfuge in the Middle East involving Obama, and his car was taken out with a Hellfire missile.
Right, absolutely.
And I remember his wife. I was over in San Diego when all this happened, and they interviewed his wife on local San Diego TV, and she was hysterical, as any loving wife would be. And
right.
3 days later, she was on the same channel. Oh, well, Michael would have wanted us just to pick up and move on. Someone got to her, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was really clear.
Right.
Yeah. It's funny because I was talking a lot at that time with John B. Wells, and John was saying, Dave, did you see that? I had a real problem with that interview. I said, you're not the only one, John. I said, this woman's been told the what for, and they probably threatened her kids.
Oh, right. Well, you know, I mean, I saw the exact same look and understanding of Sheriff Lombardo there in Las Vegas the night of the Harvest 91 festival shooting. Remember?
Oh,
that?
Yeah.
You know, he had a agent standing over his left shoulder, and you see Sheriff Lombardo up there just completely nervous as a cat on a hot tin roof. And this agent standing behind him, you know, looking at him, you know, and they told him, hey, man, you're going to say what we tell you to say, and you say anything different, it's not going to be good for you or your family or whoever else you may know. So you get up there and you tell the public what we want you to tell them. You can see that in these people. You know, Dave, the first 4 years of my life, I was deaf, okay? I didn't hear until I was 5 years old. I had to have tubes put in, right? My first 4 years of life was analyzing people's face to, you know, make an understanding of,
sure,
you know, how they are. I can read these people. I don't know if it was a gift or a curse or whatever, but the thing is, I can read these people. I was calling Comey a commie when he was the sitting FBI director, and I was having interesting things happen with jet black Chinooks literally flying over my house and then geo-pinging, locating me out in the middle of the country building fence with my buddy. No kidding.
True story. My.
You know, like you said, what do they plan to do if they get this?
Yeah.
They're gonna black bag a lot of people, Dave.
This deep state thing has been with us for so long. I've never told this story on air, but I think maybe it's time. I've told this part. In 1980, I read a book called Trilaterals Over Washington, and I actually called a couple talk shows. One was KOA in Denver, their big news broadcast station. And I said, man, what a book. And it was written by Patrick Wood, who I just interviewed the other day. Pretty cool. You admire someone for years, and then you get to be their friend. That's the cool thing about this business. But I read Pat's book, Anthony Sutton and Patrick Wood, Trilaterals Over Washington, and I go, man, this country will never be the same. And it was 1980, so I'm just a young guy reading this stuff, and I go, wow. And I made a couple phone calls to talk to, and one in Colorado Springs, one in Denver, and my mail started being opened. I'm serious. I'd get my mail and it was all opened. No kidding. Now, what's interesting is I met a guy from the NSA and a guy, Air Force Intelligence. I still interview Vance Davis, who's NSA, and I met him at this time. And they knew about the secret space program that my dad was involved in. And I could not talk about it until my mom passed, because she would have lost my dad's pension for violation of the National Security Act. So I'm real, real careful. But Vance approached me, and the other guy, Bill, knew my dad. And said, you can talk to us. We're in as much doo-doo as you are if we talk to. So we started comparing notes to all this, and it was pretty interesting. And we started going to conferences that were private, like in private residences. Edgar Mitchell, other astronauts, Ken Arnold, they would sign non-disclosures and come to these meetings. And then we would tell what we knew, and we all go our own way. and we were trying to develop a broader understanding of what was coming. So this is about like 1997. This is way before I'm involved in the media, which really started articles in about 2003 and broadcasting in 2007. So I'm going to this and telling these stories. Well, somehow they found out I was at these meetings because I started being spied on. I had like vans outside my house. I had my mail opened, and I swear I was followed at times. And they wanted to see what I was up to. So, and they knew who I was because when I was a kid, excuse me, here, let me hit the cough button for a second.
You're all right. I called three of the guys out one night and told them they better kick rocks or bad things were going to happen. And they all three kicked rocks, believe it or not.
Yeah, I've had, well, listen, when we were, my sister and I were young kids, we used to get the Secret Service visits. And I'm like 5 years old. And they would come in and they'd put us on a polygraph and, do you know what your dad does for a living? And blah, 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 blah. It was a national security check because of what my dad was doing. And right. So I was real familiar. Well, they kept this crap up till I was at a university. And a guy was waiting for me outside my door. And I started yelling at him at the top of my lungs, calling him out for who and what he was. Don't you ever come back here again. I'll kick your you-know-what. And I never heard from him again. But I think when I started hanging around with Vance and Bill, ex-Air Force Intel and NSA, it got their attention. So anyway, long story short, the harassment that I experienced then is exactly what's going on right now. They know that I'm getting information out of Canada that is talking about the building of concentration camps where Americans will be sent and the Chinese communists will be manning the camps. Oh, I know. Listen, I've got half of what I just said, I have in the words of a legislative representative in Ontario in their parliament. And he was saying half of what I just said, and they cut his mic off after 3 minutes.
When do you think they plan on, I guess, pulling the plug, if you will? You know,
I don't think Kamala's going to wait real long. If they went beyond next summer, I'd be surprised.
You know, somebody asked me today, they said, you know, John, how do you think that they'd be able to kill X amount of, you know, thousands and millions of people? And I was like, well, the only way I could think of is if you would pull the power about the middle of December, or the end of December, middle of beginning of January.
I would agree with that. The problem is the Chinese have been promised this country. Their last three defense ministers said, well, we want to commit genocide against America so we can occupy them for the resources that can bear our country fruit. And they don't want an EMP. They don't want nuclear detonations across the country. They might take one nuke in D.C., for example. And they might take a cyber grid down issue, but I guarantee you we're not going to be EMP'd and we're not going to be nuked, not on a large scale. Not on a large scale.
And that made me think about their, about 5 or 6 weeks ago, the power went out, and it was out for about an hour and a half. It came back on for about 3 minutes. Then they turned it back off again. It was out for about 45 minutes. It came back on for about 5 minutes, and then they turned it back off. It was out for about 15 minutes, and then they turned it back on. And I was like, I have never seen anything like that before. That's interesting. You know, usually the power goes out, boom, it comes back on. You know, no intermittence in between or anything like that. So I got to ask myself, I go, well, I wonder, well, what are they doing? Well, I know what I was doing. I was testing out my night vision because it was perfect. The whole goddamn town was knocked out of power.
Yep.
So if I was testing, doing whatever, you know, making sure my equipment works, well, guess what they were doing?
Yes.
They were probably figuring out what they can and cannot turn off for their critical infrastructure.
Well, they took down the internet a few months ago. They took down the internet for a while in various locations. So they're beta testing the internet takedown, and they will get down. Steve Quayle and both are on a record of saying the same thing. Shows like mine, we're not going to be around real long. We're on a real short shelf life.
Well, I've seen where some of the broadcasts that we've done, I've kept them saved off of YouTube, and they're missing too.
Yes,
they didn't like that. You know, it's just ridiculous. I can't even believe where this country is right now, and the reason why it's where it's at is because good men have just done that. They've done nothing. You know, all it takes for evil to persist is good men do nothing. And by goodness, look where we're at. You know, I hope that the president does act on these people. Mm-hmm. I hear that there's a lot of, you know, legal processes taking place in the background with all this you know, vote theft. I mean, or, you know, treason, whatever you want to call it. I mean, there's all kinds of crimes that have been committed. But, you know, they're going after all these, you know, these tiny little guppies in this huge pond of sharks. They're going after, oh, the postal workers. Come on, man. They know who was at the top of a lot of this stuff. Hell, I've, you know, I told you, I even sent you the pictures of them for mail-in, four different, what do you call it, envelopes for a ballot to mail in. It was sent to my house, four of them, to a person who's registered to the Democratic Party. She don't give a damn about any of it. I took two of them, and I opened them up, and I was like, oh, well, that's interesting. You've got four things to mail in for ballots. I go, and I'm registered to the Democratic Party, or the Republican Party, excuse me, and I got one. I got one, as you should. She got four. You know, now you take that four, and you multiply that by, what, X amount of millions of people? That's a hell of a lot of votes. You know, I called the OIG's office, the Office of the Inspector General. I went the route I'm supposed to. I'm trying to call and report this. Never got a call back from the OIG's office. Left a voicemail on some woman's voicemail. Called Fox News. I didn't expect to hear anything back from them either. I left them a voicemail. Called the Attorney General's office of Iowa. The phone rang off the wall. I guess nobody's working in the office up there at the Attorney General's office. This is such a massive coup d'etat, theft of the election, that I don't know what's going to happen. I just don't know what's going to happen. The president, there's so many people that are saying, hey, man, I've got faith in the president. Hey, I've got faith in the president, too. But damn it, he needs to move quick. And I mean, when I'm talking quick, I'm not talking about doing the two-step here, you know? I'm just ranting, Dave. I'm upset about all of it.
Well, I think you're going in a good direction, but I will be coming out this week with the quotes of AOC, Michelle Obama, excuse me, Michelle. Sorry, I'm tired. and Kamala Harris, and they're saying that they're threatening us. They're coming after us. They told us multiple times. And I maintain that what's being alleged in Canada is reservations waiting for us.
Right, and their army that will do all that for them is going to be the United Nations. You know,
yeah,
we see how they want
China
to pull
version of it. Yes,
yeah, yes, absolutely. You know, we see how they're in Chicago. I can't remember the fat cat bureaucrat's name, but said, you know, oh, we don't want the National Guard. The president was saying, hey, we'll send in the National Guard, take care of all the gun violence and all the craziness taking place in Chicago on a nightly basis. Oh, no, 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 no. We don't want the National Guard. We'll call the United Nations in. What? No, I don't think so. You know, my God. You know, if there was ever a time that the Second Amendment was created, it's right now.
You're about the 100th person that said that to me.
I just, but you know, the people are afraid to go out and, you know, either get popped, capped, shot, whatever you want to call it, or, you know, taken and thrown in the, you know, thrown in jail, and they lose the key, and all you get's a little slice of bread and a little bit of beans or water, you know, for supper. You know, people are afraid to, you know, what is that? Security and freedom. If you want security and freedom, then you get neither. I can't remember. There's a saying. I'm trying to quote it, but I can't think of it off the top of my head.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You know. Well, we want the freedom and we want the security, but you know what? We're not going to have either because look what's happening to this country. You know, war crimes, crimes against humanity, Barack Hussein Obama, Biden, you know, all of them, the Clintons. I mean, my God, I've been hearing people are saying, well, if he does completely steal this damn thing, could you imagine having a Department of Defense director with the last name of Clinton? That is beyond, oh my God.
Well, let's assume Harris takes over. She needs a running mate.
Oh my.
And I submit that it's either going to be Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders.
She could probably get away with the Bernie Sanders. But, I mean, she can appoint whoever the hell she wants to appoint,
yeah,
right?
She can, but the thing is, well, she has to have approval, but I don't think it's going to be Hillary, because they're too much alike and she'd be looking over her shoulder. I think Harris is going to go after Bernie and let him implement the worst form of climate change policies that makes our taxes go skyrocket and utility bills skyrocket, gasoline skyrockets, and no one can afford to drive, and you know how that works.
Oh, I could imagine that, absolutely. You know, I mean, and like you said with Clinton, she'd be literally painting a bullseye on the back of herself being Kamala Harris.
I agree. You can tell it's been a long week, man. I'm just, you know, here I am all fired up. I'm into this, and I'm just flipping exhausted. I'm getting anywhere between 1 to 3 hours sleep a night. I can't even call it a night. And it's just because there's so many holes to plug. There's so much to do, and I'm being sabotaged in so many different directions. I'm constantly having to adjust. And, Steve, did you get my article? No, I didn't, Dave. I'll send it again. Steve, did you get my article? No, Dave, but I sent you something. I didn't get it, Steve. I mean, this is what's going on. It's just absolutely insane. And you tell the average person is, oh, yeah, that's right, Dave. You're a conspiracy theorist.
Well, you know, I mean, I don't hardly ever use emails. I use Skype basically for everything, for my broadcasting and communications with everybody I'm involved with. And as far as I know, I don't have any issues. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe that might be a route you want to go. But then again, you know, obviously, yeah, it's owned by Microsoft and Bill Gates and...
Why no?
Yada, 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 you know. But there's got to be a form of a way to have a secure form of communications, you know. I mean, but like you said, they're opening your mail.
Well, now they're just opening the emails or blocking them. I mean, I'm talking before there was email. I've been on the list for a while because of who my father is and when I got active. You see, I would never be here if John McCain had just left my neighborhood alone. I'd probably still be coaching college basketball, and I'd probably still be teaching my courses, and I just said, nope, I got to go to work on this. And they should have just left me alone, but I know when I surfaced, knowing who my father was, I was a very big person of interest to them.
Right. Very big person. And I can imagine, you know, I don't have any forms of accreditation like that, but, you know, my dad being a deputy sheriff for 29 years, he's told me a hell of a lot of things about the corruption here in this local county. And when I hear them stories about the corruption in the local county from a deputy sheriff, another deputy sheriff, stealing gravel off the county road, that's a pretty minor thing, okay?
Yeah.
But if you see that small level of corruption, oh, my God, imagine how bad it is at the very top.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I know.
And... we're there, and I just pray to God, you know, the American people, you need to continue to pray for the president, continue to pray for his presidency and for justice, Lady Justice, to strike equal upon these bastards that are trying to take this country from us.
Well, the one thing I'd say, though, is that the Bible says that in the end days, the sins of the leaders will be fully revealed, and we need to pray for that, because that'll start waking people up. I will tell you this. People who've told me, Dave, I never thought about walking in a march or being a protester until they stole the election. I know the election was important to the left, but they may have awakened 30, 40 million Americans.
Oh, yeah, easy. You know, and I mean, I've been awake for a long time, okay, as well as you have. You know, there's a lot of us out there that are very much awake. There's a lot of people out there that are awake, but there's so many more that are waking up every day. And they're coming to the realization, like, hey, man, this ain't good. You know, everybody I've talked to, everybody within not only my, you know, close circle community-wise, but circle or colleagues in the alternative radio, everybody's in the agreement, hey, man, we're in a bad spot. Oh, yeah, we are, you know, so, well, what do we do about it? Well, we got to be vocal for one. We got to keep getting the word out and try getting more and more people to wake up to what's going on. And then we need to make for action. You know, I'm not wanting to go, you know, all the way and, you know, what is it, bayonets fixed, charging the trenches just yet. I believe things can be done politically if people just decide to act. But if the people that don't want to act politically and through the judicial system, then therefore we are going to have to rely on the Second Amendment and take this country back. I don't want to, you know, and saying that right there, that makes us an enemy. Saying that out loud like that, that makes us an enemy because we're, you know, we are threatening them stealing the goddamn country. I don't want them stealing it. It's not right. No. Get your hands off it. You know what I said there for a while? I said, Dave, back in the early 1900s, if you got caught stealing a horse, you would swing by a rope from your neck. They have stolen the country, Dave.
I know.
I'm sorry to be repeating things over.
No, but you're right. The average person, they're starting to wake up to it. But I want you to hear me clearly. This was an illegitimate election, and I wrote an article, and I told you about this before, where I took the five swing states, and I said, here are the probabilities. And in one case, Biden, he needed 75% to win Wisconsin of what was left. He got 111%. I mean, come on, people. Really? They have stolen your country so they can tax you to death and so they can enrich themselves with trillions of dollars based on climate change.
That's what this is about. And that's the other thing he said he wanted to do with these executive orders is reenact DACA. You know, these children that come over from overseas. That's one thing. He wanted to open up...
Hold on. I got something to say about DACA. Okay, let me get this in. President Trump was all in favor of the DACA kids who came here through no fault of their own, broke no laws of their own volition, and that they've lived here as good American citizens. He was willing to make them citizens. He was fine with that. It's all the BS that Nancy Pelosi tried to put into the bill, and Trump says, I can't agree to that. I'm only going to deal with DACA individually. And it was Nancy Pelosi that caused DACA not to happen.
Oh, right. They don't sway. They don't move. They don't do nothing. They're just like a damn jackass.
They don't care. The Democrats don't care about immigrants. They only care that they can manipulate them and use them as leverage for their own purpose.
You're absolutely 100% right on that, you know. And they say, and another thing he said he wanted to do was literally open up all the travel bans to the Muslim countries. Oh, that's great, Joe. Well,
Trump did that too. He just wanted to check for criminal background.
Right.
Who in their right mind wouldn't? You apply for a job, they check your criminal background.
Right. Sure thing.
No. John, tell people about your show.
Every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1 on freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. Studio A.
I've been on it. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Studio A. So you're one of the big boys. I like that. Yeah, I almost went on there. I'll tell you the story. It's a backstory. I'll tell you sometime off the air. But came real close to going on there. I was impressed with the network. They got some good people there. And what people need to know is that they need to walk away from the mainstream media news entirely, 100%, not 99, 100%, and keep coming to shows like what John does, what I do, what Doug Hagman does, what Steve does. And this really needs to become our mantra. And so, again, how do people listen again?
Every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, revolution.radio or freedomslips.com, Studio A. The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1, with me, your host, John Wayne.
And you're one of the few guys out there that still takes callers.
Well, oh, absolutely. You know, and that's the thing, you know, there's not a very, you know, the alternative media platforms are quite a different animal. You know, there's so many different people, so many different forms of information, but there are good people out there that are able to put the pieces of the puzzle together, like you said. See color. See things for what they are. Read between the lines. Look outside the box. You know, and that's the thing. Folks need to look outside the box. They don't know how to see anything from a different perspective other than what's fed to them through the mainstream media. And you're right, Dave. They need to start breaking loose from that mind control and come get the true news, the true media from our types of platforms.
Well, we exist to only do one thing, and that's tell the truth as we understand it. And I can't say we get everything right. But we sure get a hell of a lot more right than the mainstream media, by far. It ain't close. Well, John, thanks for coming on. You took a step out of the ledge tonight to do predictions. I appreciate that, and I look forward to having you back on again.
Thank you, Dave. We'll have to have you back on my broadcast, too, sometime.
Absolutely.
As well.
Love to. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye, Dave.
Hi, everybody. It's Dave Hodges from the Common Sense Show, and I want to talk to you about food. Hi, everybody. It's Dave Hodges from the Common Sense Show, and I want to talk to you about food, because food inflation is killing many families. Food is up over 300% from last year, and it's only going to get worse with the shortages that are coming. The food supply chain is going up in smoke, and it's leaving Americans in a situation where they're going to become increasingly vulnerable. Also, rogue regimes that take over, like the one that we're trying to fight off in this November's election, don't think they won't hesitate to use food as a weapon against you. So I represent a food company, MPS. We call it foodwithdave.com. $100 off the 4-week special, the emergency kit. And people are ordering 20, 30, 50. One guy ordered as many as 100 of these to get up to the 2-year recommended level. Don't become a victim of food shortage. Don't get manipulated because you didn't prepare. And don't pay extremely high prices. Go to foodwithdave.com. That's foodwithdave.com. Most of us don't think about water. We think of it as a simplistic product that's always going to be worse. Being able to treat it? No, no problem whatsoever. But what if, did you know the Naval War College says, in the midst, it's everywhere. It won't be there a great time to reflect, especially on those who happen to the value.
They're where global uncertainty is rampant and government is out of control. This is the show.
Trump is probably not winning this election. Okay, that's reality. He's got to convince judges in 6 different states. And then if that doesn't work, he's got to convince 5 Supreme Court justices that don't want to hear this case. And the odds are long, but I ain't giving up. I'm going to say this before we go to our guest. I'm in contact with high-level Trump officials and confidants who talk to Trump officials. And they're making sure I'm getting the latest information because they want my participation and cooperation in formulating an alternative media response to the BS that's going on. And just for the record, CBS, AP, and all the other BS major mainstream media has declared victory for Joe Biden. Really? So they are the ones that get to decide. Well, not according to the Constitution. They're still counting ballots in close states, in many states, and yet they declare this because they know what's coming. They know Trump is going to act affirmatively, so they're trying to condition the public that it's over. They don't get to do this at all. And as a consequence, ladies and gentlemen, we're here doing a broadcast with John Wayne, and we're going to counter this outrageous behavior on the part of the media. And then Biden goes out and says, yeah, I accept. Accept what? The media coronation? That's all they can accept. Anyway, we're brought to you by PrepareWithDave.com, the very best in storable food, restaurant quality food. They will use food against you. Trust me, food will be a weapon under the Harris administration. You need to keep compiling food. How do you do it? Get the 4-week special, $100 off, and get multiple sets so you have multiple savings. Restaurant quality, 25-year shelf life, and God help us. I hate to have to be advertising this, but I am sure that you're going to be sorry if you don't. PrepareWithDave.com. And also, too, if you have food, you need water. We have the best water filtration system at 40% off. It's ranked at number 1, the Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter. Go to waterwithdave.com for the 40% sale. So preparewithdave.com for the food, waterwithdave.com for the water. That's it for the ads for the hour. We're efficient, aren't we? give the old guy some credit here. We have John Wayne on, and I think it's really important that we reach out to other broadcasters in this time and formulate the beginnings of common ground. I am not accepting this election result, so those of you who said I'm giving up, you need to take that back. I wrote an article this morning on the Common Sense Show that said, prepare to become ungovernable. I will do nothing to cooperate with this illegitimate, illegal, unconstitutional administration that's coming into power.
That's right.
So anyway, John, welcome. My friend, where are you at with all this?
Well, you know, you're right. We are watching a coup d'etat. The media is firmly involved with it. We know that the Chi-Coms run and own all the media establishments. We know that the Americans the country has been sold out to foreign nationals through Biden, Clinton, and these other people who are in the high echelons of this government who were, you know, literally, they're traitors. They are traitors to this constitutional republic. You know, they say it's a democracy. Well, the etymology of the word democracy comes from democracy. That's Latin for demon crazy, Dave. And this is what we're seeing. I mean, these people are fully and firmly, perfectly possessed.
I don't know if you've seen the recent pictures of Hillary Clinton. She's clearly demonically possessed. In fact, who sent it to me? Bob Griswold sent it to me, and I'm going to be using this.
Shoot it my way if you can. I mean, you know,
I will.
You know, Dave, what we're seeing take place across this country, I believe that there are very dark, arcane arts being performed and perfected to control the masses. This is where we're at. They've used these things for, you know, probably, you know, not only thousands of years, but millions of years. And, you know, if you look at the streets right now, I'm watching a live feed from all over the nation. Washington, D.C., Seattle, Salem, Los Angeles, all over the place, and, you know, New York City, and the streets are packed with people. And we're starting to see a form of the, you know, the silent majority are starting to take the streets and say, hey, man, like you said, I'm on the same boat that you're on, and we're trying to bail water out of this thing to keep it afloat while these others are drilling holes in the bottom of it.
Yes.
I do not want to see a second civil war, a revolutionary war, or a major insurrection, but these are the times that the Second Amendment was written about.
Yes.
And I don't want to see it go there, Dave. I really do not want to see it go there, but they're trying to put it to that form and fashion. And we know where it all goes from there. Formal mainland invasion of the United States by the United Nations and China. This is the line in the sand for all American people to stand up and say, no, this is enough. We will not take it no more. You know as well as I know, we watched the election night. All of us did. And the maps were showing a massive landslide. Massive landslide. And then they put the brakes on it. Oh, we have to stop counting ballots. Well, why so? You know, and then I don't know, I want to get your take on this. What do you think about the Steve Pachenik comment about these watermarks on the ballots? And they, I mean, like I mentioned, this being literally a honey trap to walk them into the final, you know, provings of high treason.
I think it's probably true, but I can't confirm it to the point where I say it's 100% confidence call.
You know, I'm with you on that because, you know, Steve Pachenik, he is a high-level spook.
CIA, always CIA.
That's right. Part of the farm, always part of the farm.
On, I don't care if I'm repeating myself or not, but on election night, into the morning, I had a family member say to me, Dad, they've stopped counting the votes. Yeah.
I did too.
And they said, you need to preserve the margin where it is right now for prosperity, otherwise it's going to change by morning. And I said, I know. So I went one step further. I went through the Georgia, North Carolina, Virginia, no, I mean not Virginia, sorry, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. And I didn't touch Nevada and Arizona, but I did go through these three. Trump had a significant lead in all states. He would have been over 300 electoral votes right there. Excuse me, I'm drinking something. I've got a little sore throat going on and a little under the weather. But anyway, in Wisconsin, for example, he had 91% of the precincts or the total votes reporting. So it was easy to calculate what 100% would have been. We knew the margin of difference between Trump and Biden. And I calculated in Wisconsin, at the time they closed, he needed around 75% votes, Biden did, to win the election. Well, he didn't get 75%. He got 111%. 96% of the remaining votes from 1 a.m. to 6 a.m. in Pennsylvania, 96% went to Biden, including that infamous 138,000 dump, all Biden, no Trump. And then I found similar things. The lowest percentage I had, John, was in the state of North Carolina, where Trump had a 1.5% lead with 6% to go. Now, 1.5% doesn't sound like a lot, but with 6% to go, your odds are high. But the odds came in like at 64% something that Biden had to secure those votes. Every one of those were statistical improbabilities. And clearly, in Pennsylvania and mostly in Wisconsin, it was clearly fraud. And you can prove it from a statistical standpoint. And I wrote an article to this effect. So I don't need any convincing. As far as the watermarks go, it's an excellent question. I think it's probably true. That's the kind of thing I could see Trump doing. He's a man that thinks two steps ahead.
Well, you know, not just two steps ahead, Dave, 15 steps ahead, and he may even be 32 steps ahead, you know, pun intended with the number 32. But the it's interesting to see that they have literally walked themselves into this, or, you know, it could be the formal implosion of the Democratic Party to bring forth a Marxist society under socialism and have a one ruling party. You know, I had another, I'm listening to all kinds of different people, and I talk to all kinds of different folks, and as well as you do, and we all kind of start to kind of build a synopsis of what's happening. And I was listening to somebody, I'm not going to mention who he is, I'm not in contact with him, but he said something to the effect that, you know, we could see a country that has two presidents, where you have a succession of the states. But, you know, I don't see that happening. A lot of people said the same thing, but how this guy presented the idea, I was like, you know, honestly, that really isn't too far-fetched. But I don't know. I mean, it is in such a state of flux right now that everything is literally changing about every 15 minutes. You know, honestly, what needs to have happen is the president needs to declare the Insurrection Act. Excuse the freight train in the background, man. They are just running freight tonight like unreal. 5 minutes back-to-back, these freight trains. So he needs to institute the Insurrection Act, move on these treasonous bastards, and have them arrested by the Marine Corps. They have it all. Like the president said during the debates before the election to Joe Biden's face, we have it all. We have the tapes. We have the recordings. We have the documents. We have it all. They do. So if you have it all, Mr. President, we are pleading with you. You know, I'm assuming I've got a name in the alternative media. I've been doing this 7 years, and I've got a pretty damn good broadcast. Mm-hmm. And I've got a lot of good feedback from a good, true-blooded, red, you know, blooded, Bible-toting, God-loving, you know, God-fearing Americans. And what needs to have happened, Mr. President, you need to move on these people now. You have to arrest these people, high-level figures, for the crimes that they have committed. The Comeys, Obama. I mean, Dave, it is so unfathomable to sit here and even begin to think that this country has gotten to where it is, and it's been allowed to go to this extent. And this country, literally right now, Dave, is on a knife's edge.
Interesting choice of words. One of my friends, Paul Martin, just said the same thing. He used the same phrase as you just used.
There's synchronicity, Dave. I'm experiencing it every day. You know, just conversations that I have with my colleagues, as well as like what you just said there. You know, we're all on a synchronistic pattern, and those of us who are standing on the right side of history, who are willing to toe the line and push back against these oppressors, these tyrants, these oligarchs, then, you know, we are the last bastion of hope and freedom, the alternative media. And anybody that tries to tell me anything different, you're just a fool. Because you're not going to get the truth with from the Ministry of Smoke and Mirrors, the MSM. You will not get it there. You're going to get it here. And people know that. And we, Dave, our listenerships, they grow by the day. There's more people waking up, tuning in, and saying, hey, man, I want to figure out what's really going on. And somebody told me about this site or this fellow, and he's got a broadcast, and I tuned in, and I started listening. Hey, that guy's right. You know, like you said, waking mankind one enslaved person at a time. No, we're doing it now. We're getting to that 1,000 person at a time benchmark. And we need to continue to press forward. Like you said, if you're in contact with the people you say you're in contact with, you know, we will be the actual media that does come out. From what I've heard, I don't know how true this is, but from what I've heard, the president is actually starting his own media company.
I'll be happy to be a subsidiary of it, but perhaps that's why. Well, let's put it this way. A couple of the president's people want to speak to me this evening, and I'm not going to make any secret of that. And I also told them, if you give me something proprietary, I'll hold it for a while. But I said, if there's a movement, I'm not holding it. And I said, can we talk on that basis? And they said, yes. So that tells me they're going to solicit my cooperation. And I've been approached by others to cooperate as well. And I'm not the only one. I just was speaking to a colleague who remained nameless, but very, very close ally of mine. And he's in the same boat I am.
Hi, everybody. It's Dave Hodges from the Common Sense Show, and I want to talk to you about food, because food inflation is killing many families. Food is up over 300% from last year, and it's only going to get worse with the shortages that are coming. The food supply chain is going up in smoke, and it's leaving Americans in a situation where they're going to become increasingly vulnerable. Also, rogue regimes that take over, like the one that we're trying to fight off in this November's election, don't think they won't hesitate to use food as a weapon against you. So I represent a food company, MPS. We call it foodwithdave.com. $100 off the four-week special, the emergency kit, and people are ordering 20, 30, 50. One guy ordered as many as 100 of these to get up to the two-year recommended level. Don't become a victim of food shortage. Don't get manipulated because you didn't prepare, and don't pay extremely high prices. Go to foodwithdave.com. That's foodwithdave.com. Most of us don't think about water. We think of it as a simplistic product that's always going to be there, because we here in America don't have a problem with water. Oh, we have problems with water purity. But water source, being able to treat it, no problem whatsoever. But what if society began to fall apart? What if a civil war visits our country? What if we go through a huge natural disaster, an EMP attack? Did you know the Naval War College says in the midst of a crisis, on the fifth day, waterborne illnesses become the number one cause of death? Did you know that? So you need to take care right now to make sure that you and your family have storable water. Now, you won't have trouble finding standing water. That's everywhere. It won't be drinkable unless you have the Alexa Pure Pro water filter. And this is a fantastic device. It's the best in the business. 40% off. Go to waterwithdave.com. That's waterwithdave.com. Kind of approaches he's getting. I want to say this. To anyone in my YouTube audience that would have listened to this, they were furious with me, at least I'd say probably 5% of them. I said, the election's over. The numbers have been skewed. Trump is going to lose on the numbers. And I said, you know, I'm going to stand by the president, but he made a mistake when he didn't send in the National Guard, federalize them the first time a poll watcher was denied entry. They should have secured those votes in that precinct and arrested everyone who was interfering and obstructing justice. And I said that would have opened the floodgates to discovery of fraud, and the election could have been stopped right then. That's my position, and that's my criticism of the president. Doesn't mean I'm not 100% in his corner. I'm basing my life on being in his corner. But I went on, and let me just tell you what I'm laying groundwork for based on what I know. I told people, stop hoping for a different result with the polls. It ain't coming. I don't think the courts are going to rule in Trump's favor. But I'm telling you right now, right here, I'm announcing this, I don't think Trump needs to have the court's approval.
No, he's the president until, January 20th? Mm-hmm. He's still the president.
But I'm going to tell you what's coming, and I'm going to tell you, and I took preparatory action in the last 24 hours. I put out one video, and I said, it's time to walk away from the mainstream media entirely. Don't watch them for anything. No weather reports, no sports reports, nothing. Watch no mainstream media. We need to collapse them, because it's our side of the fence that needs to be heard more than they do. And we should have been doing this all along. So my strategy is to lessen them and grow us. And you said Trump is starting his own media company. I'm telling you the same thing that Trump is saying by that action. The second thing I'm telling you is this. I have made a decision. When I said today in print, become ungovernable, I'm not talking about being Antifa and Black Lives Matter and harming individuals. I'm talking about you just don't do what they tell you. Mass civil disobedience is something they cannot contend with. So that's one thing I'm promoting. But I'll tell you, here's another thing I'm promoting, John, and then I'm going to let you run with this. My country has been invaded and illegally occupied by a treasonous communist force, and these actions are illegal. And they're unconstitutional, and they constitute an invasion. What I'm deciding right now, and I haven't drawn my firm line in the sand yet, where does my duty as a citizen to fight for my country come in? And I'm right now processing this, and I'm going to talk to more people before I make a decision. But my position is, I am now a citizen soldier of the United States of America under the Constitution, and I reject the new government junta trying to take over. That's where I'm at.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. I took an oath to defend this country, the Constitution, against all enemies, foreign and domestic. We have so many domestic enemies right now. The enemies are well within the gates. And the line in the sand is what I would say to anybody out there. If people come to burn your house down, rape your wife, kill your family, rape and pillage and plunder, whatever the case may be, you have the right to defend yourself with all means and force.
It's biblical, John. It's biblical,
it is,
too.
It yes. very much so is, Dave. It is biblical. You know, to be honest, as I am a Christian, and I do believe in Scripture. And you know, one thing it says in Scripture that I didn't sell garments to purchase it, but I did. I purchased a sword. And it's not some knockoff chintzy toy.
It's great. That's awesome.
You know,
if so you somebody caught me wants off guard.
if somebody wants your can of beans, your very last, you know, ounce of water, hey, and they've got a ball bat or a lead pipe and you brandish this 1917 Cutlass sword, chances are you're going to maintain your bottle of water or your can of beans.
Yep. Now you notice neither one of us has threatened violence against anybody, and I'm not going to, but once the war is declared, I will take sides. That's where I'm at. And I will come in on the side. When I was, I've done a lot of education stuff. I've done high school, community college, university, postgraduate. And when I had to get a teaching certificate for high school, I had to raise my right hand in 1986. And I had to promise to defend this country against all enemies, foreign and domestic. I took the oath. They made you in Arizona take the oath. And I'm still bound by that oath. I swore it before Almighty God. And what Biden needs to know is I'm not alone. I am a citizen soldier for the United States of America, not a traitor who is in bed with China, Russia, and Ukraine and abuses kids, whose son abuses kids, who sells his office for profit. And then Harris, who protects child sex traffickers when she was the Alameda County DA, blocked Freedom of Information Act, helps the cartels in any way she can. She's a hardcore communist criminal. And we have, Alexandra Daly and I have published this stuff. And we've been on her for about 3 years. And these people are illegitimate. And they are not official people of the United States government. They need to be arrested now. And when Trump declares the Insurrection Act, and I've been told twice today by people who I think are in pretty good positions to judge that he's going to do it in 7 to 10 days, he needs to arrest Joe Biden. He needs to arrest
right.
Hunter Biden. He needs to arrest anyone who has supported treason with China.
Not only China, but Iran as well. The pallets of cash sent in, Red Cross bundles to Iran.
Yeah,
during
exactly.
the Obama administration, $160 billion to the tune of, God only knows how much more that we don't even know about.
12 miles from my rural home today when I got off the highway, there were about 50 people off the side of the road. Protesting. This is remote too. This area is also rural that I passed by. 50 people in a rural area protesting the election. I gotta believe this is going on all over the country.
It is. I'm like I said, Dave, I'm watching it right now live across the nation. I'll have to send you to this link.
Okay.
Keep an eye on them about every night. I've been keeping an eye on them. They've been following all the unrest ever since Minneapolis burnt down. And you know, some nights there's absolutely nothing going on, but as we progress further into what we're seeing across the country, we are coming to that crescendo, that Boston Massacre moment in our modern day and age where something will just go completely awry and it'll be an open gun battle in one of these major cities.
It's not going to be one city. The Chinese have moved in automatic weapons to caches that Antifa has to. I've had that information courtesy of federal law enforcement agents.
And that's one of the reasons for
the 28th of October. I'm looking at my calendar. 28th of October is when I got that information.
And that's one of the reasons why the president sent down an interdiction task force of naval warfare special operators into the waters between the southern parts of the United States and North America and South America. Was to try and interdict these and stop these shipments of munitions going to these commu-fascist socialists in the streets. You're absolutely right. We are so right, it's not even funny. I mean, this is the true fact of the matter. This is what's going down. There may be a lot of people out there that are going to scoff and their eyes are going to roll in the back of their head. But hey, man, if you don't pay attention now and if you don't wake up to what we're telling you, you're just going to be, it's not going to be good for you. Need to be aware and informed. It's beyond informing time. If you're not informed and you're just still one of them sheeple, I guess, if you will, well, then good luck, because we can't waste time on them folks no more, Dave. We really can't. It's now. It's time. The Benedict Arnolds need to be brought in.
We're not Benedict Arnolds.
Not us.
We're defending, you and I are defending the rule of law.
That's right.
That's the other side. That's the Benedict Arnolds. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am now, I was a unfeathered citizen of the United States. Now we've been the victim of a revolutionary coup. And that makes you and me counter-revolutionaries.
And that sure does.
That's right.
And the thing, it makes me wonder, and this is the thing, Dave, this is what I'm saying. If the president does not act, then guess what that makes us? That makes us enemies to the rising state.
We already are. Let me share with you what I know on this. Going back to June 18th, I believe it was, Camelface Harris came out and said, we're coming after Trump supporters. I'm sure you remember that.
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, and then when I was in Denver for my sister's funeral, I'm talking of the date, so it's been a little over a month, and a story broke. And I was trying to be not involved in the media. I mean, I had family issues up the wazoo to deal with, but I had to deal with this. There was a website, and there was information leaked that Trump supporters, people who had donated to Trump, their addresses were being put on the internet, and they said that you were being targeted for action. And this came out of a subsidiary group to Antifa and also a group affiliated with Black Lives Matter. So I published all this. Well, this same threat occurred today, and there's also official involvement. And this comes out of Arizona, and this is a new story, so I don't have all of the details. But one of my really good friends, I mean, this is a guy I socialize with, his girlfriend, who's not on Facebook, my friend does all the putting the stuff out, okay, talks to me, but his girlfriend just kind of watches and supports him. She was removed from the voter rolls. And if that's all I had, I'd go, well, that's just a glitch. But I've heard from three people in the last 24 hours who've been removed from the voter rolls, and they voted in this election. It's happening from a terrorist standpoint to come after us, and it's being facilitated in part by government officials in the Maricopa County Elections Department, which is the largest county in Arizona.
Wow. I've said this, Dave, that during this whole time that Donald John Trump, the 4 years that he's been the president, he's still the president. Don't think for one second that I think he, I don't know, Dave. I mean, like you said, and we know he's 75 steps ahead of these people, and it's been that way for the past 4 years. So I'm not counting him out yet or anything to that effect, but I mean, I had a thought right in the forefront of my gray matter, and it's completely slipped.
Yeah, well, this is a stressful time for all of us.
What? You were saying something, and I was literally going to tie something in.
Well, I was talking about the persecution of Trump supporters from within government and from these terrorist groups.
Right, and you know, and that's the thing. These past 4 years, they have literally been refining their list on the who's who's, and you know who to go after first, I guess, more or less, if you want to put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they've literally been programming their algorithms, and like you said, if they're removing people from the voter rolls, I mean, that's a you know, I would imagine those people that were removed from the voter rolls, you're probably scheduled to arrive in a FEMA camp sometime within the not too distant future, or if not even make it that far.
I know. It's really going to cause people like myself and the average person who supported Trump to conceal carry everywhere.
And I don't have any problem with that. You know, the thing is what is it? We want the rule of the land, or not the rule of the jungle, George H.W. Bush. You know, well, the thing is, check it out. If every person was packing, there would be a hell of a lot less crime. And if you tried to hurt or harm somebody, you would have to think, hey, man, that guy's packing. He may not look like he's packing, but he's probably packing. And if I attempt to do something, I could wind up with a bullet in my ass, or, you know, anywhere else besides the fact of the matter. You know? That's what needs to have happened. People need to be able to have the rights to defend themselves. And, you know, I've never heard any more about what happened with this Kyle Rittenhouse situation in Wisconsin, Kenosha.
Charges were dismissed, I understand.
Were they dismissed?
Yes.
Right on, and rightfully so. That kid, he defended himself. You know, folks, it's coming to the time where it's going to be crunch time. And like I said, I don't want to see bloodshed and open war.
So you're looking to thank someone special for helping you get through the year. Noble Gold has the perfect gift. It's a 4-coin set of rare, solid 24-karat gold, Augusta St. Gaudens Lady Liberties. These impressive coins are bullion-grade proofs authenticated by the U.S. Mint. They're changing the current American Eagle design. They're not making any more. Only 20 left. Buy 2 sets, it'll cost you less than $10,000, and you'll be gifted a free Apollo 11 coin. Discover more by calling Noble Gold at 877-646-5347.
Prepare in the streets of this country. But don't think for one second it hasn't happened before. You know, the Civil War, the Revolutionary War, the two great perils mentioned in the vision given to George Washington and Valley Forge. Well, during that vision that was given to George Washington and Valley Forge when the Continental Army was freezing to death and eating boiled shoe leather, he was also given a vision of a third peril, and Dave, we are currently at the very forefront of the third peril in Washington's vision.
I know. I've thought about it many times myself. And I'm going to say this in defense of you and me, and mostly me. I'm not advocating taking up arms and killing people. I'm making strong statements. I want to make this really clear. If, let's say a year ago, the Chinese invade across our... I'm a citizen of the United States. I would take up arms and support my military and my local law enforcement.
That's right.
Okay? That's what I'm saying. That's my duty and obligation. I know how to fire a gun. I have a civic responsibility to preserve my country. Okay, now what we have are people who are dominated by foreign interests, international bankers. They have clearly said what they're going to do to us, which are all constitutional violations. They have clearly stolen an election, and their methods for stealing the election were even identified prior to the election. And what I'm saying is this is a coup d'etat against my president and against our form of government. That makes it an invasion, and that's what I mean. I want to be really clear. I'm a citizen of the United States. And, you know, I don't know what my line in the sand is. Do I have to wait for them to come after me until I say, okay, whatever gun I have at my disposal or whatever allies I have at my disposal, it's time to use them. But I guarantee you, these people are not going to leave you alone. And I want America to hear this. I could slip back in my cowardly passive chair and be a sissy keyboard warrior And I could say, I'll just let someone else do it. I'll just write about it, and I'll make some money for journalism, and I'll be just fine. Uh-uh. No, that's not what we're called on to do. I'm a Christian warrior, and I am a warrior for the United States. And I think FEMA camps are clear. When Kamala Harris says, we're coming for the Trump supporters, and when you already see evidence that they're lining up to do it, you must believe her. And I will tell you this, you're better off fighting and dying in your home than you are going to a FEMA camp. You'll be granted a lot more pleasant death. And do I think FEMA camps are in our future if we let them keep the power that they've stolen? Yes, I do.
Dave, I've got it upon a good word that they are actually currently constructing massive camps in the Northern Territories of Canada.
Right, yeah, now, in an agreement with the Chinese and Trudeau, yes.
That's right.
They're going to turn us over to the Chinese. That's what I've been told.
Yep. That's the plan, unless good people, good men and women alike, stand up and fight this evil. You know, and evil prevails only because good men do nothing. And I'm a good man. You're a good man. There's a lot of good folks out there, and it's time to do something. You know, Godspeed to everybody, whatever the outcome may be. But
yeah, here's something that happened to me today. I had a meeting today, about a half hour from my house, and that's when I was driving home and I saw those Trump supporters out there in the middle of nowhere. It's pretty cool. But there was this big fair, knickknacks and art and so forth, and I had to make my way through this whole maze to meet this person for a meeting in a restaurant. And when I was leaving and going my own way, Dave, and I'm looking and I don't recognize who's calling my name. And then I realize people see my face every day. And I walk over and I say, hi. And he goes, yeah, I watch you every day. It's kind of funny. People that do that think that you should know them. So I talked [S2] Right. [S1] To this guy and his wife, and he said, I live in such and such. All of us are going to try to buy more ammo and more guns. We know what's coming, and we're standing up. That was conversation one. I talked to him for about 10 minutes. I had to excuse myself because you and I had a date here on the radio. So I walked about 20 more feet, 30 more feet. Dave Hodges, the Common Sense Show. So I go over, and now there's four people. And a whole bunch of others started to gather. Pretty soon, there's like 12, 15 people listening. Dave, what do you think needs to happen? And I was answering these people honestly. I mean, I don't need to do a broadcast just to communicate. If I can do this in person, I'm more than happy to talk to anyone in my audience. And so I was there probably for another 15, 20 minutes. And these people, to a person, said, we're not surrendering to these people. It's time to take this fight to the streets. That was their attitude. And this was out without me encouraging it. I never said, take the fight to the streets. They did.
Absolutely.
What I'm telling you, John, what I'm telling you is I'm seeing just normal people who do fairs where we sell our paintings and so they're ready to go to war.
They sure are. Dave, and I'll tell you, it's the same thing here. It's the exact same thought processes, form of understanding, you know, and I'll tell you, I mean, when I go to town, you know, I check the munitions case. And I'm going to tell you what, pretty damn short supply of munitions right now. You know, the only thing that's like in the case that isn't bought up is 30-06 and 7mm Magnum. You know, I got a 30-30, and I try to buy a box every time, at least go to town, you know, if not two. And you can't find ammunition anywhere. It's all bought up. I mean, either there's one of two things. Like, we know that the American people have, you know, purchased the hell out of it, and not only munitions but firearms, but we know as well that the federal government has. You know, so they, man, I do not want to see this come, Dave. I, you know,
no, I don't either. But this is why I'm hoping Trump wins in court. He declares the Insurrection Act.
Right.
Also, too, I think big tech and the media, they need to be put in prison for election interference.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
It's time. That guy, Sanjay, whatever his name is from Google, two years ago, he said, I will make sure that Trump is never the president after 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Pichai, one or the other two. I mean, Zuckerberg looks like a soulless zombie. And then the other guy, what is it? I can't think of his name. Twitter. Jack Dorsey. He looks like a high satanic priest.
Oh, my God. I can't believe how he's changed his appearance in the last 6 months. He's gone from looking like a CEO to Charles Manson.
You're right. He sure has. I mean, when I saw them when they were sitting there before the, what was it, their hearing there on Capitol Hill, but they did it over a teleconference. I sat there and I looked at that man, and I was like, my goodness, he looks like a high satanic priest. You put him in a black robe, he's right at home. You can see it in these people, Dave.
You see it in their eyes. You can see it
in their eyes.
Maybe it's the adrenochrome, I don't know, but you can see it in their eyes. Let me tell you what a POS our county sheriff here is in Maricopa County. And he ran against a good man, Sheridan, and Sheridan lost. When Antifa was running through the streets of Phoenix, and Black Lives Matter was with them, and they were burning down businesses mostly owned by minority people, people who are Hispanic and black in Central Phoenix, this POS did nothing. Nothing. It wasn't until the protest went north to Scottsdale, where all the campaign supporters are, did Doug Ducey step in with the National Guard, the governor of Arizona. They were going to let Phoenix just burn. They didn't care. That's this POS. Now, I want you to keep that in mind. That's the sheriff. Now you go forward, and on election night, the Sharpie controversy, oh, man, these people were hammering me down there. Dave, you need to get down here. And I probably got, I don't know, 150 emails. I'm sitting here looking at 7 or 8 videos of actual fraud in action. Actual fraud. I have forwarded it to the right people. In fact, there's actually a number, a 202 number, where Trump's lawyers actually sent me information and said, if you have information, send it here and let me know what the precinct and polling places were, which tells me this is a national problem, not just Arizona. So here's what happened on that night. The POS sheriff comes in. And the media shows up to cover the protest for the Sharpie incident. And they chose a heavy Mormon community area, and Mormons vote overwhelmingly conservative and Republican because they're family-oriented. And they targeted southeast area of Maricopa County, which is heavily... They probably got 10, 20, 30,000 ballots, maybe more, from this Sharpie thing. They were taking ballpoint pens away from the people voting and making them do the Sharpies. And I got the videotapes of this stuff. And then a guy shows up with black ballpoint pens and was passing them out. And the sheriff's deputies come up and threatened him to arrest him for election interference. Okay, it gets worse. Then Penzone tells these protesters, because now the media is there and the protesters are cussing out CNN, you're a bunch of blah, blah, blahs. Okay, if you're not threatening with bodily harm, you can call them an F in this and an SOB that. That is perfectly legal under the law. There's no prohibition against bad language as long as you're not threatening. And he said, that's intimidation. No, it's not. This is the same POS that let Antifa burn down part of Phoenix. Wouldn't do anything. But if you're a conservative, not a Democrat like him, and you challenge the media in any way, you're going to jail. Can you believe this? It's going to be my mission to drive this sheriff from office.
God bless you, Dave. You know, there's many of them that are like that. I reside in a county that's the same way. And, you know, like I said, my dad was a deputy sheriff for 29 years in the same department. He ran for sheriff. And to be honest with you, a lot of the guys that are in there are Masons. And my dad's not a Mason. And he had a brand new Crown Vic Patrol car, had a stop sign through the back of it one night, you know, during the election time. It was a real close contested election. And my dad said right there, he took that as a sign, hey, man, stop. You know, the corruption is so systemic, so in-depthly ingrained across the board. It's insane. You know, like if you look at your local community, of a deputy that I know of that my dad's told me that my dad wanted to file charges on the guy for stealing gravel off the county road for his driveway, a deputy sheriff, but the sheriff wouldn't let my dad press charges on him. Something that small to an effect, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's not a small crime. I mean, you gravel ain't cheap, man, you know, if you had to buy it by the ton. But the thing is, so check it out. You see that corruption is that low of a level. My God, imagine what it's like at the very top.
Yeah, I hear you. I just am beside myself about how we're being targeted. Taking off voter rolls, our addresses are being published now. We're told we're going to be targeted. Harris has said we're going to be targeted. You got the sheriff who will arrest you for insulting these media liars, but he wouldn't stop Antifa. I mean, what kind of country is this?
Dave, I've got to tell you something, and it might be just timely to mention this. So right before the broadcast, I wanted to restart the PC and make sure everything's, you know, firing on all eight cylinders. And when it come back to refresh to put in your whatever passcode to open up your PC, down the bottom left-hand corner, it was literally geolocated to Washington, D.C.
Really?
No shit. True story. Excuse the language, but yes. It may, you know, and the only thing I could think of, I mean, if you're in contact with people that may be in the president's ear or have access to the president and say whatever, so on and so forth, they might want to see what we're saying, which I'm not concerned. I mean, we're not talking of anything illegal. We're talking about the true state of the nation, where we stand, and if this country goes to fall into a formal grip of tyranny, of which it is, I mean, we're witnessing it. We, as citizens of our states, we're not citizens of the United States. We got to get that right. We're citizens of our states. We're citizens of our own state. But as a whole, we don't want to see this country destroyed. The founding fathers warned about this moment, Dave. And, you know, I want to tell you a story real quick. I was out at the gas station the other day getting fuel and things, and I threw a $100 bill up there on the counter, and this young kid, and couldn't have been no more than 18 or 19 years old, standing there. I threw it up on the counter as it kind of just did a spin, right? And I looked at it and I go, that old boy right there is spinning in his grave. Kid looks at me and kind of like, huh? I go, right there, Benjamin Franklin on the $100 bill. I say, he's spinning in his grave right now. And he goes, oh. I go, well, you know, he said, or, well, I quoted him, actually. I quoted Benjamin Franklin. I said, you know, in 1776, when Benjamin Franklin was leaving Constitutional Hall, a woman had asked him, you know, well, Mr. Franklin, what kind of a government have you given us? And Benjamin Franklin replied, a constitutional republic, madam, if you can keep it. Dave, we're there. I schooled this kid and could just completely just oblivious to anything I told him, you know, but this older fellow standing behind me with his 5-year-old granddaughter, well, he was just eating it up smiling because he knew I was dead on the money and I was right. You know, and that's another thing that we need to talk about sometime in a future broadcast is how they've got the populace, the young children of the, you know, brainwashed in these societal systems of mind control, these indoctrination camps known as the public school systems. Dave, within five years, these will be the people, you know, that have been indoctrinated up to this point, making decisions for this country. That's scary, because they have no clue whatsoever about any of its history and how to move forward from where we currently are.
John, that's why I'm advocating for no one watching the media. Don't let your children watch it. Don't let children go to a state-run university now, because you're going to get the kill the Trump supporters message. In fact, there was a professor, and I don't remember what college it was, but he came out late last week, and he said, anywhere where there's Trump supporters, those areas need to be demolished. That's what your kids are being exposed to when they go off to college, to a state-supported school, Christian, private, or online. Because if you send your kids off, Paul Martin and I were talking about this the other day, 4 years from now, you won't even recognize what you get back.
That's right. You know, my 14-year-old stepson come upstairs the other night during the election. He goes, hey, you know, this is after all the shenanigans and all the stuff started to happen, derailing the election, or stealing it, more or less. He goes, hey, did you see Biden's winning? I go, nah, he's not. I go, they're pulling a bunch of things. I go, you know, you don't quite understand what's happening, but it's nice to see that you're paying attention and trying to learn about it.
Yeah.
You know, but what you're seeing and what they're telling you, I said, do not believe what they're showing you and telling you on any form of media. You know, 14-year-old kid, you know, and I, you know, and it's sad to say that that's the fact of the matter, but hey, man, that's what it is.
Well, I got to hand it to these Democrats are like turds in the toilet that just won't flush. And I got to hand it to them, though. They got their act down. I mean, have the media declare, you know, major medias within a half hour of each other declare Trump the loser and Biden the winner, and then have Biden do his acceptance speech. And it's not even official. It's not even close to official. But what it does is it sways a lot of the masses who don't know any better.
That's damn straight.
And it's going to get them in stand-down mode like it's too late to do anything.
Well, these are the people that walk around with masks on their face, Dave. I think that that was formally used to gauge the populace to see who would go along with the program. You know, all these things are coinciding and working in tandem, hand in hand, to a certain extent. If you sit back and you look at it, you can see how, okay, they pulled this, and then they threw this here in the middle to see how that would affect the outcome here at the end of whatever the, you know, agenda is, so to say. And, you know, us in the alternative media, we do lay speed bumps. We do force the mainstream media's hand if there's enough pushback and enough, broadcasting going on like what we're doing right now.
Well, the next 72 hours are going to be really important. I think that we really need to... You know, I know we're doing a part two on this, and we're covering this from a different angle tomorrow for a part two. But also, I think there's going to be things that come forward. Like I said, I'm talking to a couple high-level people in the next 12 hours, and I know some of my colleagues are too, and I think we're going to have a much clearer picture of where this is headed. But I will tell you this, America, forget what you saw today in the media. Donald Trump's not going anywhere. And he's about ready to take action. Oh, and I'll tell you this, too. I'll leave this with you, John. One of the people I talked to today who talked to Trump people regularly told me that a good portion of the military is ready to walk with Trump. But there are also recently retired special forces people who are ready to act as well. Biden and the communists have a huge problem ahead of them.
You're right. You know, I heard somebody tell me, you know, during the Revolutionary War, we had a general and we were in search of a president.
We got 15 seconds.
And now we have a president and we're in search of a general.
Bingo. Bingo. That's, oh, man, that's well said. That is really, really well said. Very quickly here, tell people about your show.
Yes, folks. Every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. The
Central,
Unequivocal Truth,
Central Time,
Def
right?
Con-
Central.
No, Eastern, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern.
Okay.
The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1, revolution.radio, freedomslips.com. That's where you'll find me.
Yeah, I can imagine what you're talking about. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be doing a part two because we've got other things we've yet to disclose and things that are also going to come up, so you're going to want to join us for that too. Thanks so much for joining us, John. Look forward to the next part.
Thanks for having me, Dave. We will most definitely get that going tomorrow.
Meanwhile,
talk to you then.
John and Dave, soldiering on. See you later.
Godspeed.
Hi, everybody. It's Dave Hodges from The Common Sense Show, and I want to talk to you about food, because food inflation is killing many families. Food is up over 300% from last year, and it's only going to get worse with the shortages that are coming. The food supply chain is going up in smoke, and it's leaving Americans in a situation where they're going to become increasingly vulnerable. Also, rogue regimes that take over, like the one that we're trying to fight off in this November's election, don't think they won't hesitate to use food as a weapon against you. So I represent a food company, MPS. We call it foodwithdave.com. $100 off the 4-week special, the emergency kit. And people are ordering 20, 30, 50. One guy ordered as many as 100 of these to get up to the 2-year recommended level. Don't become a victim of food shortage. Don't get manipulated because you didn't prepare. And don't pay extremely high prices. Go to foodwithdave.com. That's foodwithdave.com.
revolution.